რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4
ეთერშია ახალი ამბების გამოშვება. ნატოს გენერალური მდივნის განცხადებით, ალიანსი შეშფოთებულია უკრაინაში ზავის დარღვევით. ქუთაისში მკვლელობაში ბრალდებულ პოლიციელს პატიმრობა შეეფარდა. გამოვლინდნენ მედიცინის დარგში ნობელის პრემიის ლაურეატები. ნატოს გენერალური მდივანი იენს სტოლტენბერგი აცხადებს, რომ ალიანსი ძალიან შეშფოთებულია უკრაინაში ზავის ბევრჯერ დარღვევის გამო. ნატოს გენერალური მდივნის რანგში პირველი ვიზიტით პოლონეთში ყოფნისას სტოლტენბერგმა განაცხადა, მნიშვნელოვანია რუსეთმა თავისი გავლენა გამოიყენოს და სეპარატისტებს ზავის დაცვისკენ უბიძგოსო. უკრაინაში, განსაკუთრებით კი დონეცკის აეროპორტის მახლობლად, ზავს 6 ოქტომბერს მყიფე უწოდა რუსეთის პრეზიდენტის ვლადიმირ პუტინის უშიშროების საბჭომაც. სტოლტენბერგმა ნატოს ნომერ პირველი ამოცანა უწოდა წევრი ქვეყნების უსაფრთხოების დაცვას და დამოუკიდებელი, დემოკრატიული და დასავლეთისკენ ორიენტირებული უკრაინის მხარდაჭერას. ამასთან, მისი განცხადებით, ალიანსის აღმოსავლეთით გაგრძელდება სამხედრო ყოფნა და აქტივობა, რაც პოტენციურად კითხვის ნიშნის ქვეშ აყენებს ალიანსის მიერ რუსეთისთვის 1997 წელს მიცემულ პირობას, რომ აღმოსავლეთში არ განთავსდებოდა მნიშვნელოვანი საბრძოლო კონტინგენტი. შეერთებული შტატების სახელმწიფო მდივნის მოადგილე ვიქტორია ნულანდი 6 ოქტომბერს კიევში ჩავა და უკრაინის ლიდერებთან გამართავს მოლაპარაკებას. სახელმწიფო დეპარტამენტის განცხადების თანახმად, ნულანდის ვიზიტისას განხილულ თემებს შორის იქნება შეერთებული შტატების ძალისხმევა დაეხმაროს უკრაინაში მიმდინარე რეფორმებს, აღმოსავლეთ უკრაინაში კონფლიქტის სტატუსი და შეერთებული შტატების მხრიდან უკრაინის ტერიტორიული მთლიანობის მხარდაჭერა. ნულანდის ვიზიტის ფონია უკრაინის განცხადებები, რომ ერთი თვის განმავლობაში გაგრძელებულ ზავს არღვევენ რუსეთის მიერ მხარდაჭერილი სეპარატისტები. ქუთაისის საქალაქო სასამართლო მახვეთის ზომად წინასწარი პატიმრობა შეუფარდა პოლიციელ ლაშა ჯიხვაშვილს, რომელსაც მირზა ბუჩუაძის მკვლელობა შეაბრალდებული. დასვის მხარე გირაოს შეფარდებას ითხოვდა ახვეთის ღონისძიების სახით. 3 ოქტომბერს ქუთაისში დევნის ოპერაციისას პოლიციელის მხრიდან გასროლის შედეგად 22 წლის მირზა გოჩუაძე დაიღუპა. საქართველოს შინაგან საქმეთა სამინისტროს ინფორმაციით, დევნის ოპერაცია ქურდობის ფაქტზე მხილებულის მიმართ მიმდინარეობდა. მკვლელობის გამო დასავლეთ საქართველოს საოლქო პროკურატურამ პოლიციელი ლაშა ჯიხვაშვილი დააკავა და სისხლის სამართლის საქმე იარაღის გამოყენებით უფლებამოსილების გადამეტების მუხლით აღძრა. ბრალდებულის ადვოკატის განცხადებით, ლაშა ჯიხვაშვილი მისთვის წარდგენილი მუხლით თავს დამნაშავედ არ ცნობს. ყირიმელი თათარი კაცი, რომელიც ამ ანექსირებულ ნახევარკუნძულზე გასულ თვეში დაიკარგა, მისი დის განცხადებით გარდაცვლილი იპოვეს. ედემ ასანოვის დამ ფერიდემ რადიო თავისუფლებას 6 ოქტომბერს უთხრა, რომ ასანოვის გვამი ყირიმის ქალაქ ევპატორიის ერთ-ერთ მორგში იყო და მას 7 ოქტომბერს ქალაქ საკიში დაკრძალავენ. ადგილობრივი თემის წევრები აცხადებენ, რომ რამდენიმე ყირიმელი თათარია გატაცებული და ამას მიიჩნევენ ამ თურქულენოვანი უმცირესობის დაშინების და შევიწროების კამპანიის გამოვლინებად. ყირიმელი თათრების ნაწილმა წინააღმდეგობა გაუწია მარტში ყირიმის რუსეთის მიერ ანექსირებას. საქართველოს დელეგაცია გაემგზავრა ჟენევაში, სადაც 7-8 ოქტომბერს გაიმართება უსაფრთხოების საკითხებისადმი მიძღვნილი საერთაშორისო დისკუსიის 29 რაუნდი. თბილისის დელეგაციას საგარეო საქმეთა მინისტრის პირველი მოადგილე დავით ზალკალიანი ხელმძღვანელობს. მისი განცხადებით, ერთ-ერთი საკითხი, რომელსაც თბილისის დელეგაცია ჟენევაში დასვამს, ოკუპირებული აფხაზეთის ეგრეთ წოდებულ საზღვარზე საკონტროლო გამშვები პუნქტების რაოდენობის შესაძლო შემცირებაა. მედიცინის რანგში ნობელის პრემია წელს მიენიჭათ ამერიკულ-ბრიტანული წარმოშობის მეცნიერს ჯონ ოკიპს და ნორვეგიელ ცოლკმარს მეიბრიტ მოსერს და ედვარდ მოსერს. შვედეთში განთავსებული კაროლინსკას ინსტიტუტის ნობელის ანსამბლეის განცხადებით, ამ სამმა მეცნიერმა ხელი შეუწყო იმის გაგებას, თუ როგორ ქმნის ტვინი ჩვენი გარემომცველი სივრცის რუკას და როგორ ვახერხებთ კომპლექსურ გარემოში ორიენტაციას. ასამბლეის განცხადებით, ამ საკითხს საუკუნეებია იკვლევენ ფილოსოფოსები და მეცნიერები. მედიცინის რანგში პრემია პირველია ყოველ წელს გაცემული ნობელის პრემიების რიცხვში. ნობელის კვირა ტრადიციულად იწყება მეცნიერების სფეროში სამი პრემიის გაცემით, თუმცა ყველაზე დიდი ინტერესი უკავშირდება მშვიდობის რანგში გასაცემ პრემიას, რომელიც 10 ოქტომბერს გამოცხადდება. წელს ამ პრემიაზე რეკორდულად დიდი რაოდენობა, 278 ნომინაცია გაკეთდა. მათ შორის არიან რომის პაპი ფრანცისკე და შეერთებული შტატებიდან გაქცეული ინფორმატორი, შეერთებული შტატების ეროვნული უშიშროების სააგენტოს ყოფილი კონტრაქტორი ედვარდ სნოუდენი. ლაპარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება, ამით ვასრულებთ ახალი ამბების გამოშვებას. ახალ ამბებს უფრო ცუდად გაეცნობით ჩვენი რადიოს ვებსაიტზე, მისამართზე რადიო თავისუფლება წერდილი GE.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA Music Mix.
And we welcome you to a Monday, Fun Day Monday, here on Border Crossings, the start of the week. I'm Larry London. Hope you enjoyed your weekend. And I went and saw a movie last night with my daughter, Amanda. Very, very interesting movie. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that in a few minutes. But the movie is set, half of it, in Africa. And the other half of it in the United States. And it's very, very interesting. And I'm sure it's based on a true story. And I'll talk about that in a couple of minutes. But great movie. Great. Had a great time seeing this and bringing my 15-year-old a little culture and a little history. I would also like to start off by saying a happy birthday to Sam Godson, who celebrated a birthday yesterday at the University of Maiduguri in Nigeria. His brother Fred McBen is thinking about him. So we're sending our birthday wishes out to Sam from Fred. And we're starting off today's show with a Twitter request on Border Crossings. This one is a request from Amuna Abdullah Amna. And Abdullah Amna is in Kuwait listening to the program, and it's Taylor Swift with Shake It Off.
I see I'm too late. Got nothing in my brain. That's what people say. Mm-mm. That's what people say. Mm-mm. I go on too many dates, but I can't make them stay. At least that's what people say.
Sings, and that's called Shake It Off. It's Taylor Swift from the new album, which goes on sale October 27th. It's called 1989, which just happens to be the year, 24 years ago, that Taylor Swift was born, and that's why she called it 1989. And she is a little nervous about the new album because it is a complete departure. These are her words, a complete departure from the country music sound that made her famous. She's definitely going in a new direction with this new album. And she said, you know, it's okay because her fans have to embrace the fact the only thing that's consistent in life is change. That happens all the time. So it's okay to change a little bit. So she's trying something different. And that is called Shake It Off on Border Crossings. Taylor Swift also trying something different. She's going to be on TV on a regular basis. She's joining the Voice, the TV show The Voice on NBC as one of the coaches. She's going to kind of be a mentor. I mean, there are officially four coaches. But she's going to be joining someone's team on the panel, and she's going to help that particular coach's contestants in the competition. So very interesting, but Taylor Swift keeping herself busy. I'm Larry London here on Border Crossings, and we are keeping busy with requests and dedications. And you can email bordercrossings@voa.gov. Go to Twitter and send us a tweet, just like our first listener did, Abdullah Amna, who sent a tweet in. If you want to send a tweet, it's BCVOA. That is our Twitter address, BCVOA. Go to Twitter.com or go to Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And there are a lot of people on Facebook that I need to say hello to because I was off on Friday. So I'll catch up on that in just a couple of minutes. Isaias Michael in Ethiopia is listening to the show. And this is one of the best love songs from Whitney Houston's collection, written by Dolly Parton, who was very generous in giving this song to Whitney to record, but not before Dolly did a version on her own. So let's listen to Dolly Parton's version of I Will Always Love You.
And I hope life o'clock on a Saturday. A regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin. The bar is a friend of mine. He gets me my drinks for free. And he's quick with a joke or to light up your smoke. But there's some place that he'd rather be. He says, Bill, I believe this is killing me. As a smile ran away from his face. Well, I'm sure that I could be a movie star. If I could get out of this place. Oh, la, 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 di, di, da. La, la, di, di, da, di, da. Now Paul is a real estate novelist who never had time for a wife. And he's talking with David, who's still in the Navy and probably will be for life. And the waitress is practicing politics as the businessmen slowly get stoned. Yes, they're sharing a drink they call loneliness, but it's better. Saturday, and the manager gives me a smile, 'cause he knows that it's me they've been coming to see, to forget about life for a while. Song tonight. Well, we're all
Crossing's Billy Joel. He's the Piano Man, one of his greats from his massive collection of hits. Diomedes de la Rosa requested that for another Dominican Republic pal named Ramon Figueroa, who is listening to Border Crossings and loves Billy Joel songs. So Diomedes thought he'd do something nice and play in a request for him. So that was very nice. I hope Ramon was listening and enjoyed the song. Billy Joel recently back home in Long Island, New York, to clean up a harbor, which needed some cleaning up. He's a multimillionaire, lives in a mansion, doesn't have to do that kind of stuff, but he loves where he lives. He loves Long Island. So he went out there and got dirty and helped everybody out in his community. I want to say hello to a bunch of folks that are tuned in. George Tony, Jackson White, Richard Daniel, Coryom Lual, Miri Samuel, Los Chase Hova, and Moisin Zabimana, who are brand new fans of our Facebook page. And that's facebook.com/VOA Larry London. I'm glad you're with us on Facebook. Also want to say hello to Saidu Muhammad Ali, who said, "Happy Eid il-Kabir Salah to everybody who's celebrating that occasion." And I guess this is the time of Eid il-Kabir Salah. So, Saidu, thank you for passing that along. Also, Jackie J reminds us that October 9th is Uganda Independence Day. We talked about Nigeria last week. October 9th, a big day for everybody in Uganda listening to Border Crossing. Speaking of Africa, I mentioned I saw a movie last night. The movie is called The Good Lie. And it's not a movie that, when I went to the theater, there was maybe 10, 15 people in the theater, maybe 20. And Amanda and I sat and enjoyed it. I'm looking at all the reviews of this movie, and everybody's given it all 5 stars, 5 out of 5. All the critics who are reviewing it saying Reese Witherspoon is Oscar worthy in her role. And this movie was absolutely fantastic. Not the kind of movie that people are going to run and see, because it's not an action film. And it's not a comedy, per se. And it's not, it doesn't have the huge mega cast. But it's a great story. It's a true story. It's a great story. It centers around the civil war that took place in, and is still, in many parts of Africa and Sudan, the 1980s, where this family of brothers and sisters are in a village, in a refugee camp, and their family's killed. I mean, the people with the rifles, the warriors, the fighters, the soldiers, they come in and they just destroy towns. They decimate communities. They're shooting everybody, killing kids. It's, but this family, it's the story centers around this family and how they struggle to stay together and stay alive, more importantly. And they actually on foot make a journey from Sudan throughout Africa, about 1,000 miles on foot. They walk through Africa. And each encounter is more interesting and disturbing than the one before it. So it's a very interesting film to watch. It was filmed actually in Kenya and throughout parts of South Africa, but it's based on similar film which was called The Lost Boys. And I really enjoyed this film for a number of different reasons, because I watched the people from where they're from in Africa and the places they visited, and I know that people are listening to me in those very places, in Sudan, where we get email and we get requests, and in other places, in Kenya, where we get requests, and many different places throughout Africa. So it was very, very interesting to me to see some of the places where we're reaching and talking to. And so I thank everybody for listening around the world. And after seeing this movie, you get a better sense of some of the struggles that people go through. Here we have it kind of easy. These refugees managed to make it to America. I guess there's a draw, a raffle. Somehow they do a trip and they post names. And so this family is lucky enough to get to America. And some of the interesting things about how they adjust to life in Kansas, which is totally away from where they're used to, and how they make it work in the United States, working in businesses here. I mean, one of the members of this family was placed in a job in a supermarket. And at the end of the week, they would throw away the expired food, the food that had reached its expiration date. Just take it and dump it in the dumpster. And the guy from Africa said, "I can't do this. This is wasting all this food that people can be eating." And the manager of the supermarket said, "You got to do it. It's, I'm not going to lose money. So just throw it away. Don't give it away." So, in one scene, he was giving it to a homeless person. And so the supermarket manager fired him. But anyway, so very interesting film. A lot of it is true, if not most all of it, but I really enjoyed watching it. This is Border Crossings. Lots of requests to play, so let's get back to it. Here is a request from Roger Wayne, who said, I'm listening in Uganda, and I want to hear Chris Brown for all my pals who also listen to your show with me. And this song is called New Flame. It's Chris Brown on Border Crossings.
Yeah, it's Chris Brown in the building, and right now y'all checking out the main man of the hour, Larry London.
Baby, I'm a boss. I'm talking George Steinbrenner, Panamera, Yogi Berra, my two-seater, Derek Jeter. Got more stripes than all these heat. Baby, we ballin' in the Beamer. Collar on my polo. Kisses on my necklace. All my diamonds watching. Now my watch is getting jealous. Smoking on the bit, my autograph LeBron's. Yeah, she tell me I'm the one. That's when I only want once.
Შეცდომები დაუშვა სამხედრო სტრუქტურამ რუსეთ-საქართველოს ომის დროს და ვინ არდევს საქართველოს არმიის ავტორიტეტს.
უნდა დააზიანონ ჩვენი შერღებული ძალების იმიჯი, იმიტომ რომ კარგად ესმით, რომ ჩვენი ქვეყნის ხერხემალი, ჩვენი ქვეყნის სიმტკიცე სწორედ ამ ბიჭებზეა დამოკიდებული.
უსაფრთხოებისა და თავდაცვის საკითხები ფართო სპექტრით კობალი გლიკაძის საავტორო გადაცემაში დაბრკოლების ზოლი. უსმინეთ ყოველ ოთხშაბათ 19 საათზე სიხშირეზე FM 107.4. Radio Tavisuplema.
Weren't you the one who tried to hurt me with goodbye? Just think I grumbled. Just think I lay down and die. Oh, no, not I. I'm Gloria Gaynor, and you're listening to Larry London.
Thank you, Gloria Gaynor. And that is a song of survival for women around the world. I Will Survive. Gloria Gaynor, by request for Etienne Habumugisha in Kigali, Rwanda, listening to Border Crossings. And he let us know about it on Facebook just a few minutes ago. Hello, Etienne. Thanks for tuning in. Ed is listening. Edwina listening. A lot of people checking in with us on Facebook. Appreciate all of the Facebook messages and from the new listeners and also returning listeners like Jesse Ellie Parker and Moisey and Jackson White and Mohammed Salim Bangura and Ayman Mejri and Ionel Movila, who listens to us in Europe. Placide is tuned in. Roger Wayne, Charster, Elikem, Sintehu, Jahangir. A lot of people tuned in to Border Crossings and saying hello to us on Facebook. It is nice to hear from you. I'm Larry London, halfway through our Monday show. I want to remind you, on October 27th, that is a few weeks away from right now, it's a Monday, we will start to give away the Now 52 CD. And you don't need to enter the contest just yet because we're not quite ready to receive entries for the contest because if you send in an entry now and we play your request, that means your entry's gone. We've taken you out of the pile. Even Al can keep up with that. And so the way we work is a week before the contest, that's when you can start to send in your entries for the contest. All right? So keep that in mind. Put that on your to-do list and make sure that a week before October 27th, that's when you can start entering our Now 52 CD giveaway. The Now 52 CD, by the way, loaded with huge hits like Bang Bang from Jesse J and Megan Trainor's All About That Bass. It's been number one for over a month. Enrique Iglesias and his song by Londo, Nicki Minaj, Anaconda, Iggy Azalea, Black Widow, Katy Perry, This Is How We Do, Clean Bandit, Rather Be, another song from Ariana Grande, Break Free, Pitbull, Fireball, One Republic, Love Runs Out, Maroon 5, Maps, Nico and Vins, Am I Wrong, Keza, Hideaway, Becky G, Shower, 5 Seconds of Summer Amnesia, and Jason Aldean, Burning It Down. All of those songs, plus a few others. Even Hillary Duff's got a new one, and it's on the CD. Now 52 CD giveaway, and it starts October 27th, and it'll last for 4 weeks. It'll take you right up to the Thanksgiving holiday. All right, here is a request from Nigeria and Mr. Robert. And this is Bob Marley, and the song is called Iron Lion Zion on Border Crossing.
To save the life I live, I'm gonna be iron.
Sounding piece of music there, and that is a song from Dishwalla, and it's called Angels and Devils. Love the sound, and IU requested the song. Her real name is Irene, so hi, Irene. She said, I'm from Bacolod City in the Philippines. Mabuhay! And Irene wanted to hear that song played for everybody in the Philippines listening to Border Crossings. I'd like to say hello to some other folks on Facebook along with Irene. We've got a Jock Atakasik who's in South Sudan. And even though our Juba frequency has been given away to something else, he still followed us to the internet. So I appreciate that, Jock Atakasik. Thank you for listening to us in South Sudan. And Jeanette Hussein is listening in Addis Ababa to Border Crossings. Muhammad Yusuf tunes in. John Gary Victor, Zelalem, Grace Nuro, and Placide are all listening to our program. And speaking of Facebook, I put something funny up on Facebook. This is cute. I mean, if you have a weird sense of humor like I do, then you'd enjoy this. It's something that features two guys, two grown men, who are having a lip-synced conversation in a video, which was an actual recorded conversation between two 60-year-old women. I think it was mom and aunt, and we're talking about ridiculous things like moms and aunts talk about, cooking and grocery shopping and this, and did you hear what she did? And so these two guys pretend to be these two women. They don't dress like women. They dress like themselves. But their mouths are in perfect sync with all of the conversation that these two 60-year-old women are having. And it's a very funny video, and there's a series of them, and they're calling themselves the Clunes. And these videos have gotten millions of views already. So if you want to check this out, it's on Facebook. If you need a laugh, this is funny. Funny stuff. It's called Sisters, and it's the Clunes are doing this. So anyway, check it out. Up next, we have a new song, another Swedish import from Stockholm. He is a DJ, a producer, a singer. It seems like that's the way to go these days, to come from Sweden and be a DJ, singer, producer. His name is Kim Cesarian, and this is a request from Elikam Jr., who wants this song for his sweetheart, Gertrude. So here's your song, Kim Cesarian. This is Undressed on Border Crossings.
Everything black and white. I feel dizzy, like my head is full of dynamite. Junk in my Mercedes, but it isn't quite driving right. I don't get it. I'm not drunk. A million people in the place, and there you are. And I was like, some girl talking, sounds like white noise in my head. Everything's bending. You're the only focus in my lens. I don't get it. I'm not drunk. A million people in the place, but you're the one that gets me like, stupefied. Now I got you here, I'm unwrapping you slowly. Another button and some more of you is showing. And it all started with how my name is. Whatever you call me.
Border Crossings and Kim Cesarian Undressed. I'm Larry London, dressed for our Monday show. And we're glad you're with us. The phone lines are open, and you can always email bordercrossings@voa.gov. You can go to twitter.com and send a tweet to BCVOA, and you can go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London and reach out to us there. Hodger is listening. Moses also listening. And let me know about it on Facebook. Coming up, Edwina requested a song. She's in Sierra Leone, and she wants an Akon song. Akon has been in the news. He's been doing some concerts, performing. It's been a few years since he's done anything really special, but he's back doing some limited shows. He's been in Africa performing. He did a show in an airport recently, and on Sunday, he did an actual music concert in front of a live crowd, a big giant audience, in some kind of music festival show, and he performed it in one of those big plastic bubbles. Very interesting. There are photos of him in the on the internet. If you were, you know, in the Congo, Democratic Republic of Congo, and you had a chance to see this, then you know what I'm talking about. If you're looking at the newspapers throughout Africa, you know what I'm talking about. Here in America, we probably think the guy's crazy. I mean, but he did a concert from inside of a big plastic bubble. And at some point, he rolled the bubble, did a little crowd surfing. He rolled the bubble into the audience, into the crowd. Which is kind of risky. I mean, you know, as long as they keep their hands up and keep you moving, you're all right. But if they let you drop to the ground, what are you going to do? You're just stuck in your bubble. You can't get back on stage. But anyway, he did that. And, you know, some people are writing on the internet, he did this to protect himself from the Ebola virus. But apparently that is not the case, because he did the same thing in Dubai, where he performed his concert there in a bubble, and some other places as well. So it's not necessarily because of the Ebola virus. He may be a germaphobe, but nonetheless, it's an interesting thing to see. Here's Akon, and this song is called Sunny Day for Edwina, listening to Border Crossings in Freetown.
Who'd ever thought that I would see this day, where I would see my ghetto life fade away? 'Cause I was lost and couldn't find a way, and now I look forward to every day.
Welcome to a sunny day.
Block don't stop, stop. Always stayed hot, hot. No matter how the seasons got, got. I still remember when they took me away. Kept it on lock. Got pop, realized I had to stop, stop. Then I took the time to explore a better way. Search high and low, so close, yet so far to go. I just know there's a sunny day.
In the ghetto, saw my first 9mm in the ghetto. I got my first kiss in the ghetto. Playing I go seek with the girls in the ghetto. I wrote my first hit in the ghetto. Yo, Mona Lisa, can I get a date on Friday? Ay, ay. It's hard for me to let go. Life in the ghetto, the night they blast my cousin. Whoa, I had to find a way out the ghetto. Picked up the guitar, started singing in the ghetto. Haters used to hate in the ghetto. Said I would've never made it up out the ghetto. I guess that's why my cousin sold a yo-yo. Even though Annie said her son come out tomorrow. But the ghetto stayed dark. I never thought I'd ever see the Billboard charts.
pray. Give thanks for every blessing given to me. I know there's more to see, more to me. No more living in misery, 'cause this is how I vision life to be. Search high and low, so close, yet so far to go. I just know there's a sunny day.
I'm all about that bass, by that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, by that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, by that bass, 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 bass. Yeah, it's pretty clear, I ain't no size 2, but I can shake it, like I'm supposed to do. 'Cause I got that boom boom that all the boys chase, and all the right junk in all the right places. I see the magazines working out Photoshop. We know that ain't real, come on now make it stop. If you got beauty, just raise them up, 'cause every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. Yeah, my mama, she told me don't worry. No trouble, I'm all about that bass, by that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, by that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, by that bass. Hey, I'm bringing booty back. Go ahead and tell them skinny bitches that. No, I'm just playing, I know y'all think you're fat, but I'm here to tell you, every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. Yeah, my mama, she told me don't worry. You know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, because you know I'm all about that bass.
Blessings. And all about that bass, a request from Alpha in Kuwait. It's been number one for 4 straight weeks. And in Time magazine, Megan says, my mom is getting tired of the song. She admitted, my mom says it's annoying. It's nice that it's on the charts and you're doing well and good for your career, but it's annoying. That's for coming from mom. And by the way, here's some information about Megan Trainor that you may or may not have known. She's 20, from Massachusetts. Her EP is called Tidal. She is a Bruno Mars fan, a huge Bruno Mars fan. She calls her own fans Megatrons, as in Megan, but Megatrons. And she's been writing music since she was 7. In fact, she's written for or with Jason Mraz, Miley Cyrus, John Legend, and Mary, you'll be happy to know, she's written 2 songs on Rascal Flatts' Rewind album, their latest album. So Megan Trainor, been doing this for a while, at 20, finally getting the attention that she's been waiting for. I'm Larry London here on Border Crossings. Thanks, Al, for all your hard work. And thanks to Mary for doing what you do so well. And what did they say? They work in that voodoo that you do. We'll be back again tomorrow at 1500 Universal with more requests and dedications right here on your only radio program for requests and dedications at the Voice of America. This is Border Crossings, and I'm Larry London. I'll see you tomorrow.
Radio Tavisupleba, FM A7.4.
Radio Tavisupleba, FM 107.4.
Ovel ve 30 saat sada 30 saat turdu, tavazıp nahevar saatiyen Azerbaycanlı programız.
Size her gün Tbilisi vaxtıyla saat 20.30'dan 21'e kadar Azatlık Radyosu'nun verişlerini dinlemeye teklif edirik.
Bizi 107.4 FM'de dinleyin.
Kvisminyet Kofelte, FM A7.4. Radio Tavisupleba.